Hey fans, Reed Farron, Chiefs Insider here at the Senior Bowl with Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst. And Daniel, obviously a scout, coming from the scouting history background that you have, talk about how much fun you have at an event like this.
That's great. You get to see good on good. You know, when you're scouting, a lot of times you end up watching a good player versus a bad player. It's apples versus oranges. It's tough to evaluate. But when you can watch a top-flight cornerback go up against a top-flight receiver, you learn a lot about both guys.
And what have you liked for what you've seen out here so far this week?
Well, I think there's a couple things that stand out, really. I think it's a good offensive line group. I think two first-round tackles. I think Lane Johnson from Oklahoma and I think Eric Fisher from Central Michigan, they've both really stood out here. And I think it's a deep crop of corners. I think we got a lot of corners. This second, third round this year, you can get a corner that typically might have gone in the back end of the first in previous years. It's a really good group.
Now, I can't let you go without talking about the Chiefs. Talk to us about this new chapter. John Dorsey, Andy Reid. What do you like when you hear about Kansas City?
Well, you know, I was with Coach Reid for a couple years in Philadelphia. He's an excellent coach. So you got the right coach in place. And then Dorsey, I've seen on the road. I mean, he's a road dog. He's not one of these general managers that's been, or, you know, a scouting director that's been sitting in the office and not getting his hands dirty. He's a grinder. He's out on the road. He's got a great reputation as an evaluator. So you've got two key people in place there, and they have a good friendship, a good relationship. So I think it's a great setup for the Chiefs.
Talking with the Chiefs having their first number one pick, obviously, overall, what do you see at the top end of the draft?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been trying to focus on these senior guys and get them, a lot of these guys watched. I've just dipped my toe in the junior water, but one guy I have seen is Luke Joeckel in my mock draft that I produced already. I put him at the top pick. I just think he's a big-time offensive lineman, left tackle. I know it's not an ideal need for the Chiefs right now. We'll see what they do with Brandon Albert in free agency. But Andy Reid loves linemen, offensive linemen, defensive linemen. I think the top guy is Luke Joeckel that I've seen so far. A lot of work to be done there, but he's the one that I look at. And I think if you're the Chiefs, there's not really a quarterback. I don't really view Geno Smith as that top guy. So I think you pass on a quarterback at one, you circle back in the second round, get one of these guys. Maybe one of these guys we've seen out here, maybe Landry Jones, somebody like that, top of the second round.